let's get out to the Home Run Inn hotline. Home Run Inn Pizza, stop by one of their 8 Chicagoland restaurant locations today. And there we find Northwestern Athletic Director Jim Phillips. He also chairs the Big Ten's Administrators Council. Jim, how are you this morning?
Great. Molly, how are you?
I am doing well, my friend, and it's always a joy to talk to you. I got to tell you, I read with great interest this morning in the Chicago Tribune, Teddy Greenstein writing about a new proposal. I guess it's not a new proposal, but the Big Ten behind it might be a new proposal. And the idea that the Big Ten is getting behind is a very interesting one because it takes away this idea of the neutral site and all that stuff. And the idea basically, Jim, would be getting a 4-team playoff and playing it at the higher seed's home ground, and then maybe having a national championship game that would be outside the bowl system. I love that idea.
Well, I would say there'd have to be some discussion, quite a bit of discussion, to get to that point. But the reality is, Molly, is that we're open and curious about having an opportunity to see what that would look like. And I go by what, I said maybe to Teddy, and that is we can't be tone deaf to what the public is asking and seeking. And there's some fundamental issues we'd absolutely have to get through to get to that point of a plus one or a playoff, whatever term you want to talk about. But it's something that we have to talk about, and you can't put your head in the sand about it.
And again, the facts right there, Jim, the third lowest rated championship game since the BCS was put together. And here's the other thing, and I'm glad it's being addressed. January 9th is way too late to be playing your championship game.
Brian, there's no question. You think about a school like Northwestern, and Ohio State's on the quarter system.
Sure.
As well. Now they're getting ready to change the semester. But we started the last 2 years, we started school on January 2nd and January 3rd, and that's all quarter schools in the country. The semester schools start the second week of January. So we can't turn a blind eye to when the academic calendar starts again. And I think we have lost that a little bit in the current setup. So it's something we have to address. And that's part of, I think, these four, to me, critical areas that must be addressed. One is that student-athlete welfare. And it is about the academic welfare. And when are we playing these games, et cetera. But also, how many games is too many games? I mean, we're playing 12 regular season games now. Now we're playing a conference championship game in the Big Ten and most of the BCS conferences. That's 13. So then you add this formula of some kind of playoff. Is that 14? Is that 15? Where does it end? And that's something, again, we have to make sure that we're paying attention to the welfare of the student athletes in this thing.
And Jim, it just seems as if when you talk about any kind of playoff system, a 4-team playoff seems to be the maximum right now in terms of people agreeing upon it. It's the bowl system still seems to be favored by a lot of people in college football. Removing 4 teams from that and having a couple games in a national championship outside of that, ideally, I suppose you'd have just a playoff system, but that's not what anyone wants. They seem to be afraid that it's only going to reward the major conferences and not everybody, like the bowl system seems to.
Well, maybe you could have a merge of the two. I'm not sure. You'd have to come up with a formula. A couple things there. One is the bowl system in itself. Nobody can tell me differently that the number of bowl games isn't great for the student athletes and isn't great for the fans. Yes, the attendance was down some, so we have to pay attention. How many bowl games are there? Do we reward 6-6 teams? Should you have a winning record to get to a bowl game? But for Northwestern example, no one can tell me that going down to San Antonio and playing the Alamo Bowl or playing Auburn down in the Outback Bowl, playing A&M this past year wasn't great experiences for our fans, our university, and our kids. They were. So we can't forget about that piece of it. But relative to who gets access to it, I know the BCS takes on a lot of criticism, but guys, when you think about when it was created, it was created to try to have some type of 1-2. Now, people can argue the metrics of it and percentages of what's based on winning percentage and who you play and where you play them and the kind of season, and we argue about who should fall into those 1-2 slots. But in the end, it really did try to take the first and second team based on, again, a lot of different metrics and try to line them up in a championship game. So it's not completely broken. It's not completely, you know, something that you just throw out the window. I think you look at it, you see how, you know, potentially you could get to four. But I go back to the welfare of the kids. Guys, it can't undermine the regular season. You think about pro sports, collegiate mm-hmm. sports. Nothing is better than the regular season in college football. Every weekend matters. So you can't undermine the regular season. Three would be let's make sure we have some competitive fairness to this thing, you know, and certainly I'm jaded towards the Big Ten, but you know, a Big Ten team going to New Orleans to play in the Superdome against LSU, that's not competitive fairness. Let's talk about let's go to the home sites of the higher seeds if we're going to do something like that. So that's probably the third point. And the fourth point is we have to protect the Rose Bowl. Again, I'm just speaking from the Big Ten perspective. That is the very best bowl game relative to history and tradition and pageantry and the granddaddy of them all, as they talk about.
They've already damaged that a bit, Jim. I mean, you know, and maybe you don't want to damage anymore, but it's not what it used to be. And you know, this idea, the 6-6 teams shouldn't be playing in bowl games because you can schedule six wins. I know schedules are made 3 and 4 years out, but you get the hyphen schools on the non-conference games, and if you know you can't win those games, you shouldn't be going to these bowl games anyway. And then the school loses money on those when you pay for the band to go down there and the traveling party. You end up probably losing money on the deal.
Well, I'm not going to argue that point. You know, that's something that I think depends on where you're coming from. But yeah, we could have that discussion. Maybe it should be absolutely teams with a winning record. But relative to damaging the Rose Bowl, I don't totally agree with that, Brian. Yes, we've had access from other teams. Texas has played in it and TCU's played in it. But that was kind of the payment for this BCS, for this greater good of college football. And we've been a good partner, and we've been willing to, you know, share some of the assets within the Big Ten, i.e. the Rose Bowl. So as you go forward, would we want to damage it more, or would we want to harm it more, or whatever term you want to use? I don't think we're interested in that. And that's where, you know, I would want, and we would want some sensitivity towards the Rose Bowl, you know, and how that would pan out as we go into the future.
He's Jim Phillips, the Northwestern Athletic Director and the head of the Big Ten's Administrators Council. He chairs it. And Jim, I guess Teddy writes here that in 2008, the SEC had a proposal for a plus one, which is basically the four-team playoff system, and it failed. The ACC got behind it, but everybody else didn't. What's changed from then till now? What is it just this idea of the home sites and protecting the regular season in that fashion?
Well, I think it's all the things you've talked about, you know, and times have changed. And again, I don't think I'm willing to say that we're just ready to jump in blindly and let's go do this thing. I mean, those particulars we discussed have to be worked out. But it's a different day, and I guess I go back to none of us can be tone deaf to what the fans are asking for and what the fans want. And I think there's great sensitivity to that, and maybe there's a way we can do this, as been described and as we've talked about, that makes sense for everybody, and it's a win-win for all parties involved.
Hey, Jim, where are you guys at up in Northwestern on the improved athletic facilities? It seemed like it was a green light. Everyone was getting enthused about it, and then did I read the Board of Trustees were kind of asking questions or maybe tapping the brakes on that a little bit?
No, we've had great support from our Board of Trustees and most importantly from our president, Morty Shapiro. But it's in the hands of the trustees, and I know that they're going to work on it this spring, but we're really hopeful to continue to move forward on that. It's something that's much needed, and I am excited about it because it's got a chance to help all 19 programs, all 486 student-athletes, as well as every student on campus, because it's athletics and recreation is the department, and so the recreation piece of it for our students, faculty, and staff is also a major component. So now I'm as optimistic as I've ever been, and you know, we'll be guided by the trustees. So I think, you know, this spring they're going to get their hands back around it.
And Jim, we should mention the basketball program as well.
Good week.
A big win, a couple games now, beating Illinois on Sunday. That is huge, and that gets you back in the conversation about the NCAA tournament. I know, is it Iowa coming in on Thursday? That's a big game for the Cats. It'll be at a home game for you. Where's the basketball team? How exciting is this? This, you know, I mean, every year you're getting closer and closer. This could finally be it, the NCAA berth, the long elusive one.
Well, it's been a great week, but as you guys live your life, we're all only day to day, right?
So,
you know, it was a tremendous win to go out on the road and win in Champaign. And as you mentioned, Molly, we're going to play Iowa Thursday night, which will be a good test for us. But the conference is rated by far head and shoulders as the number one conference relative to RPI.
Yeah.
So if you can have a good showing in your conference, you're going to be in the discussion. And I think, you know, a week ago we were probably not in many people's discussion, but oh, what a difference a week makes and a couple wins. But, you know, it's going to come down to these last eight conference games and then the Big Ten tournament. So the season's in the balance. But we've certainly done enough, you know, in the non-conference. When you look at our strength of schedule, it's sixth in the country. I looked it up. I almost look it up hourly now.
You know, it's like the stock market, see if it's changed.
I know, to see what's happened. But we're in the top 10 in strength of schedule, and RPI has been, you know, right around 40 or so. So, you know, those are all great numbers, but it will really come down to, I think, these last eight games in the Big Ten tournament to see what happens, as well as what other teams do. There's a lot of teams in our situation that maybe are trending up, and there's some others that are maybe trending down. So you never know, but
you're getting healthy a little bit, and John Scherner had a great game.
Yeah, but they still only had six players the other night. I mean, that's unbelievable.
But if John can have games like he had it down in Champaign,
yeah,
you're going to be okay.
Don't miss a bucket.
No, you're right, and Reggie Hearn played great. But six guys for the last eight or ten games is going to be rough. But we think we're going to get Cobb back. We think we may get Mirkovic back. And if anything, that just helps the rotation and gives those other guys a chance to rest a little bit so that they don't have to play 40 minutes. Maybe they play 36. But, it, you know, a little bit of a breather once in a while would help. But, yeah, things are good, and we look forward to hosting the Hawkeyes Thursday night.
Got to get Seton Hall healthy and winning, too.
Absolutely.
That was a great non-conference win, and they've been on a little bit of a losing streak, so get them back
to
keep everything going. Hey, Jim, thanks a ton. We appreciate your time as always, pal.
You got it, guys. Keep up the good work.